beginning this practice in your mindfulness meditation posture. Comfortable and engaged in the practice of mindfulness. Today we're exploring the attitude of gratitude. It is found scientifically that the more grateful we are, the more reasons we find to be grateful. The happier we are, the more serotonin that's released and dopamine in the body, the happy hormones feel good. And indeed, simple act of gratitude can transform our view of the world, our perspective, from one of lack and limitation to one of possibilities and opportunities. So I invite you to think of something in your life at the moment, or someone in your life for whom you are truly grateful. It could be an experience in the recent past, or one back some years ago. And as you call to mind that event or that person, ask yourself where you feel that gratitude within your body. Is it in your belly? Is it in your legs, your toes, your fingertips? Is it in your heart or your shoulders? And then think of something else in your life, or someone else in your life that you're, for whom you are grateful. And it could be something as simple as your car. It could be your pet. It could be the fact that you got green lights all the way home from work today. Make it something that you are grateful for. Reflecting for a moment on why you're grateful for that. How does it make you feel? And again, where do you feel that in your body? Perhaps it was for a driving test or an exam you got in college. Perhaps it was a chance encounter, an email you received, or a conversation that you had. Again, think of something else that you're grateful for. And then asking yourself, why am I grateful for it, or what does that mean to me? And if it's hard to think of anything, then perhaps start with, what would it feel like to be grateful, or what would I like to be grateful for? Opening up to the possibility of cultivating some gratitude, and much like a muscle, the more that you use it, the stronger that muscle becomes. They found that people who are grateful are happier, sleep better. Look for the positives in life. Doesn't stop the stresses and strains, but their attitude to that is completely different. So can you think of one more thing that you're grateful for? And why you're grateful for it? Again, noticing where you feel that in your body. And if you're not sure, just bring your attention to your heart. And pretend that you're feeling it all there. And then for a moment, imagining that there is a sun shining just above your head. And as you breathe in, you draw that light down into your heart, or wherever it is that you feel gratitude in your body. And as you breathe out, that area gets more energy from the sun, more light. It's amplified. So drawing in, filling up, breathing out, letting it expand, amplify. And while you do this, while you fill the body up with light through intention or visualization, dropping a few thank yous into your body. Thank you to your body for all that it does for you. Thank you to your heart for never missing a beat. Thank you to your lungs for constantly breathing for you. Thank you to your hormones, to your cells, to your blood, bones, muscles, fibers, ligaments, joints. Thank you to all of your organs. Thank you to everything that you house in this physical body. It might not be perfect, but it's always working in your best interest. Even though it might seem strange or odd, say thank you. And finally, say thank you to yourself for listening to this practice, for giving you this time out today for some self-care. Thank you. Namaste.